Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Cole. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Cole. And now, play ball. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace throws the ball into Hefner, who tags Radcliffe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Berger moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mazzara. The throw from Renza and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Appling reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza strikes out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Clift moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to third. Grace moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Clift scores. Grace moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Sullivan. Hefner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berger moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Berger moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kress takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mazzara hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Harshaney pinch hits for Ed Cole. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom pinch runs for Sam Harshaney. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Johnson now pitching. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Meyer strikes out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-3 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knott moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Johnny Lucadello pinch hits for Don Hefner. Johnny Lucadello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucadello hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell pinch hits for Fred Johnson. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.